Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we continue to follow developments in the country's latest mass shooting, this one in San Bernardino, California. 14 people were killed and at least 21 wounded in the attack. And this afternoon, we're learning more clues into possible motives. A federal official briefed on the investigation has confirmed to NPR that the male suspect in the shooting had some contact with people overseas who were on the radar of U.S. national security officials. Still, U.S. officials say they're not ready to deem the California rampage a terrorist act yet. Police did discover a stockpile of ammunition and explosives inside the suspect's home, according to San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan.
There were 12 pipe bomb type devices found in that house or in the garage to that house. There were also hundreds of tools, many of which could be used to construct IEDs or pipe bombs. And in addition to that, they had other material to have produced some additional bombs as well.
Matt Gillum is a reporter for KVCR, and he joins us from San Bernardino. So, Matt, what more have we learned today about the two suspects, Saeed Farhouk and Tashin Malik, a married couple who were killed in the shootout with police last night?
Well, today we've learned that they had a six-month-old daughter and that she was apparently dropped off at a relative's house earlier in the day. Mm. The parents said that they dropped her off and had a doctor's appointment to go to, and that was the last contact we've heard of. But again, there is still a lot swirling out there in terms of the connection to terrorism.
Well, can you tell us anything more about the contacts that the male suspect had with people overseas who were being watched by U.S. national security officials?
We have heard that he was in touch with terrorist people that the FBI was watching. He made contact with them via social media and phone is what we're hearing. And again, NPR's Kerry Johnson has been reporting that the FBI is assigning a counterterrorism specialist to the case here in San Bernardino.
Hmm. Have authorities released any more details about what actually happened yesterday, how this rampage played out?
They have. They've said that, I mean, in other words, it was a very gruesome scene. The police chief said that the shooter sprayed the room with bullets and that this was a holiday party was going on at the time, and that the shooter was actually there initially, Mr. Farhouk, attending the party, and at some point was in some sort of dispute, left the gathering, and then only after that came back with his wife and began the rampage.
Mm. And along the same lines, what more do we know about the shootout between the two suspects and the police last night in which the suspects were killed? What happened?
This was quite a shootout. Apparently, there were seven agencies involved in this shootout. 23 officers were there firing shots at this vehicle that they were held up in. Two officers were wounded in that gun battle. And, I mean, these two were just armed to the teeth. They had 1,600 rounds of various ammo on them at the time they were killed. And then an entire stockpile of weapons was found at a home linked to them in the neighboring community of Redlands.
Mm. Are there any other suspects?
There is a third person that we've been hearing about who is being investigated that was seen fleeing the gun battle, but it's unclear what their role may be in this.
All right. Do we know anything about the victims yet?
Yes, there has been some news coming out about the victims. At least one has been identified. The Sun newspaper, which is a local paper here in San Bernardino, is reporting that one of them was Michael Raymond Wetzel. He was one of the victims. He was an environmental health specialist with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health.
The apparently, same place where the suspect worked, right?
Indeed, the suspect was also employed by the Department of Health. And Mr. Wetzel his wife posted on Facebook that he was in a meeting when the shooter came in.
Hmm. All right. Well, every time there's a mass shooting like this, and on average, there's about once a day in America, the question of gun control comes up. In the short time we have left, has the shooting sparked any sort of a debate or discussion on gun control in San Bernardino?
Locally, I haven't heard any sort of talk about that. But I mean, already we're hearing at the national level that there something needs to be done. This needs to be addressed. I'm sure that San Bernardino has struggled with violent crime in the past, with guns and gangs, that surely something will come up given these recent events.
All right. KVCR reporter Matt Gillum speaking with us from San Bernardino, the site of that horrible crime yesterday. Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.